And so this morning we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to think about the Holy Spirit. We're going to think about who he is, what he's about, and what he's here for. And we can only do so much this morning, so sit tight. We'll look at him for a few weeks in a row. But the first thing I've got to tell you is that the Holy Spirit is God. It says the Bible tells us that there's a Father, there's a Son, and then there's the Holy Spirit. And for whatever reason, maybe we can only take in the first two, so we concentrate an awful lot on the Father, we concentrate an awful lot on Jesus, but sometimes we can forget about the Holy Spirit. But the Bible's very clear that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and the Father's in heaven, and so the only one that's here with us on earth is the Holy Spirit, and so it's vitally important that we know him, it's vitally important that we welcome him, it's vitally important that we know about him. And what I've realized over this last few years is that we can have misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can call him an it, or we think of him just in the sense of he's just power, and he's just going to give me something. But I want to encourage you this morning that the Holy Spirit is a person. He's got a personality. He's just like the Father. He's just like the Son. He's incredible, and he's here this morning. And the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit is that if you've come to know Jesus, it was the Holy Spirit that convicted you of your sins. But not only does he convict of sins, but he wants to be close to you. He wants to walk with you. And we're going to read a verse this morning to encourage you, to give you a bit of an insight of who the Holy Spirit is. John 14:26, and I've brought up in the Amplified Bible just because I really want us to see how good and incredible the Holy Spirit is. Jesus is speaking, it says, but the helper, and then in brackets, if we break it down, that word means this, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. Sounds like a pretty good guy. The Holy Spirit, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things. He will help you remember everything that I have told you. And so it would be amazing to have Jesus here on earth with us today. But Jesus is saying, same difference. You've got the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit's even better than Jesus in the sense of he's able to be everywhere. He's not restricted by bodily form like Jesus was. Jesus came as a man. He had to live as a man. He came from heaven. He came to die on a cross. That was his purpose. But then his purpose was up and he said, I've got to go. And then there's one coming just like me. There's one coming to take over from me. And he's going to be able to do things that I couldn't do. He's going to be able to be with you. And so this morning, the Holy Spirit is able to be with each and every one of us, teaching us, guiding us, encouraging us, building us up, doing all the things that we've read there this morning. And so to not be aware of the Holy Spirit, or to not be kind of in a realization that we can actually have the Holy Spirit walking with each and every day, that as if it was Jesus walking with us, is something that we're missing out on. And I think for us as believers this morning, as Christians this morning, for those who know the Lord and don't fully know the Holy Spirit, it's something that God wants to reveal more to us. And hopefully this morning, he will reveal that to us, that we can actually walk with the Holy Spirit and have this incredible friend of the Holy Spirit that would walk with us. And here's the great news about the Holy Spirit. He only ever points to Jesus. He's always revealing more of Jesus. He's always teaching us more, showing us more, helping us more, as we've read this morning. So Jesus said, there's one coming. He's a helper. It's the Holy Spirit. He's coming. He's just like me. He's going to represent me. He's coming on my behalf. He's coming almost to be me. When I can't be here, I'm going to be in heaven. The Holy Spirit's going to come and be with you. The Holy Spirit is our incredible friend here on earth. We've mentioned already, but he is a person. He's got a personality. I could give you verse after verse if you want them later. I'll give them to you, where it tells you that he has a mind, that you can grieve the Holy Spirit, that he's sensitive, that he has emotions, that he has all the different characteristics of a human, but he just doesn't have the bodily form that restrict him from being where he needs to be in terms of in our hearts and in our lives. And so the Holy Spirit is here this morning, and he wants to continuously reveal himself to you because he wants to transform your Christian life. See, what I love about the Holy Spirit is that he convicts us of our sins, but he says, I'm not done yet. I want to continuously transform you in your Christian life. Have you ever woke up some days and you thought to yourself, wow, it's amazing to be saved, but I've got this sneaky feeling that there's maybe more. Have you ever woke up some days and you think to yourself, wow, I'm saved and I love the Lord, but there's just this pressure on and I'm not sure how to go. I enjoy that verse where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but what does that really mean? And this morning I want to encourage you that what the Bible's referring to there is the Holy Spirit. It's like having Jesus with you all of the time. The Holy Spirit wants to work through your life. And in those moments where you say, oh, there must be more, then in those moments we think to ourselves, there is more because there's the Holy Spirit. And we can get to know him more and more and more. And he wants to transform our Christian lives. He wants to radically transform our Christian lives. Number two, he is our helper. I love this. The Bible tells us from the Greek word, he's our parakletos. It means this. It's split into two different meanings. It means called. You know the way God says he calls each and every one of us? In other words, there's a calling on our lives. I think that's incredible. Not only does God save us and transform us, but he calls us for a purpose and for a destiny. And in most occasions, it's a unique one that only you can fulfill. And so God wants to say, hey, come close to me so I can teach you your calling. Come close to me so I can guide you into your calling. But when we get there, how do we fulfill that? We can do that through the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is called the Parakletos, which means called, and then it means helper. And so he's like a called helper. That's his full-time job. His full-time job is to walk with you. His full-time job is to be a called helper to you as you would fulfill your calling in God. And so maybe you're here this morning, you're like, right, I feel like I know what God's calling me to. I feel like I know what he wants me to step into, but I have no idea how to step into that. Well, then we need the called helper. We need the Parakletos. We need the Holy Spirit who will stand with us, who will bring us into our calling. He will reveal our calling. He will help us in our calling. He will sustain us in our calling, and he will walk with us in our calling. See, this morning, the Holy Spirit is essential in our walk with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is essential in our walk with following the Lord each and every day. And maybe you've been trying to do it almost in your own strength, and you know that. And you've been thinking, yeah, I mean, it seems to be other people around me that are just able to do this, able to do that. It seems to be more than just experience. It seems to be more than just know-how. It seems to be more than just intelligence. Absolutely, it's the Holy Spirit. It's that Holy Spirit is him coming close to us, walking beside us like that friend that Jesus talked about, a friend that will never leave us, and coming close to us so that we can be and achieve and follow and learn in ways that we've never done before. So he is incredible. He is a helper. We said it before, but I want to read the verse to you. It says this in John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus speaking. He wants to tell us the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. This is, for me, this is mind-blowing. We've got the Savior of the world, the guy who's defeated sin and death. We don't want to let him go. We want to hug him the whole way through. We just don't want to let him go because this is Jesus. He is incredible. And Jesus, from his own mouth, turns around and he says, I want to tell you the truth. You think I'm good, but I've got to go because there's one coming better than me. There's one coming that's able to be with you all of the time. He's not limited by just location. He's able to be with you in your heart. He's able to be with you in your life. He's able to be with you all of the time. He says this, it's to your advantage that I go away. I mean, this is incredible that Jesus, the Savior of the world, would turn around and say, it's to your advantage that I have to go. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. When you find someone that you love and you find someone that's really a great influence in your life, when you find a friend, if it was just like that, who always brings out the best in you, who always gives you the truth, who always tells you the right things, who's always sensitive, who always knows what to say when you need to hear it, who always knows what not what to say when you don't need to hear it. I mean, you would never want that person to go, and you would hate for them to ever say that it's to your advantage that I go away. But Jesus says it this morning as he did way back thousands of years ago because he knew there was one coming that was just like him but just had different qualities, had different aspects, had different ways that he operated. He says, it's your advantage that I go away because if I don't go away, then the helper, the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. He's our called helper, the Parakletos. The Holy Spirit will not come to you, but if I depart, then I will send him to you. We talked last week and we said that the Holy Spirit was the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit was the promise of the Father because he said, Jesus has come. He's done his role. He's going back to heaven. And then the promise is going to come. The Holy Spirit is going to come. And I don't know about you and what you've heard before and what you've thought before, but I think sometimes the Holy Spirit just seems to get a really bad report. He seems to get like a really bad report, and maybe it's because of people, and more likely it is because of people and just the way they act and the way they go sometimes. But the Holy Spirit is incredible, and he has transformed my life. And if you're interested to know, I can tell you story after story of how he transforms my life on a daily basis and how he's turned my life around from this to that. He's just incredible in my walk with Jesus because he transforms me day after day after day. And every day, all he wants to do is tell me more about Jesus. Day after day, all he ever wants to do is point me closer to him. And so my question is this morning, are we here this morning as Christ followers thinking to myself, I want to get to know Jesus better. I want to know that power in my life like the Holy Spirit can bring. I want to know that encouragement like the Holy Spirit can bring. I want to know that truth. I want to know where to go at times. I want to know where not to go at times. I want that help. I want that strength. The Holy Spirit brings all of those things. Sometimes we can try to do it in our own strength just through prayer. And God says this morning, I want you to know the Holy Spirit in your life, not just through salvation in terms of that small deposit of him in your your life, and now you're saved, and of course the Holy Spirit is with you, but then that overflow, where the Holy Spirit just, he guides your life, where the Holy Spirit just directs your life, he fulfills your life, he calls you into your destiny, he helps you in everything that you do, because he is your called helper. Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go, because then I can send him. Here's what I love about the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says this, for where the Lord is spirit, and wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. See, there's areas in our lives that we haven't maybe quite yielded to the Holy Spirit yet. And God's saying this morning, it's through the Holy Spirit, through that helper, that we can yield those areas. That it's through the help of the Holy Spirit that as we ask him to come into our lives, that he'll reveal us those areas, number one. Then he'll help us through those areas, number two. And then he'll set us free from them. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so this morning, I want us to think of a question like this. Are there areas in our lives where we don't know freedom yet? Are there areas in our lives where we as Christians don't know freedom yet? If we do, then the Lord says where the Spirit is, there is freedom. And so what areas in our lives do we need to welcome the Holy Spirit into? What areas? Maybe it's in our minds. Maybe it's the ways that we think. Maybe it's some things that we do. Maybe it's some sins that just keep tripping us up and tripping us up and tripping us up. And we're praying and we're praying and we're praying. And God's saying, I need you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you in that, because he wants to help you there. He wants to make you wise. He wants to make you strong. He wants to overflow you in that moment. And he wants to help you to overcome, because he is the Spirit of freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What areas of our lives this morning do we need the Spirit to come and have full freedom? I think of it like this. There are areas of our lives that we need to give the Holy Spirit full permission in. Now, the Holy Spirit has come and he's convicted of our sins, and that's why we've accepted Jesus into our lives. And so he does that. But then there's more steps that we can take daily where we say, I'm going to give you more permission, Lord. I'm going to give you more permission. And when we speak about Lord, of course we speak about Holy Spirit, because we want to give Lord, the Holy Spirit, more permission in our lives. Maybe you've just thought of him as Holy Spirit. Maybe that's a way to think of it as well. You've got to realize he is Lord, the Holy Spirit, because he's part of the Godhead. He's part of the Trinity. He's the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit, are there areas in my life that I need to yield to you? Are there areas in my life that I need to give you full permission because of my attitude, because of my thinking, because of the ways that I've been acting? Holy Spirit, I need to give you more access into my life. And maybe your question this morning is this, is there more with the Holy Spirit? There is always more. There is always more. There's always more he wants to reveal. There's always more he wants to show. And this morning, I want to encourage you that he is essential. He's absolutely essential. If we go back to our list earlier in the Amplified, it listed out a few different descriptions or describing words of helper. It said comforter. I mean, in those times of trouble, when you're not sure, you know, in those really difficult times of trouble, and you're not sure what to do, what does the Holy Spirit do? He's a comforter. In those moments, that's why we need him. We need him as our comforter, because he comes to comfort us. He comes to comfort in ways that nobody else can, because the Holy Spirit knows you in ways that nobody else does. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was there when you were made. The Holy Spirit was there when you were made, because it says that we were shaped and formed in the innermost parts of the earth by the Father. The Holy Spirit was there because they're inseparable. They're three in one. It's just we kind of get our head around it, but he was there when we were made. He knows us inside and out because he is Lord, the Holy Spirit. And he's on earth here today with us. And he says, keep inviting me more into your life. Invite me more into your life so I can be your comforter. It says that he is our advocate. He is our advocate this morning. And it speaks about being like our defender, our lawyer. The person who would stand with us in those difficult seasons, in those trials, in those courtyards. You know, whenever maybe you're going through a difficult kind of exchange, or you're going through a difficult season, and it feels like you're almost in court and you're being tried over something, the Holy Spirit says, I'll be the one who'll stand with you in that. I'll be the one who'll stand with you in that, and I'll give you wisdom, and I'll give you strength, and I'll give you encouragement to overcome. Maybe that's what you need this morning. Maybe that's more of what you need. And here's the incredible thing about the Holy Spirit. You can never have enough. There's always more of him. He wants to continuously fill us, continuously overflow our lives. He wants to continuously transform our lives. He's an intercessor, which simply means that he's always praying on our behalf. He's a counselor. He's always incredible for wisdom. He's always incredible for giving us advice. I mean, there's sometimes we go to people and we ask them for advice, and they're not quite sure, and they'll go, I'll be honest, I'm not sure what to tell you, but if it was me, I'd probably do this. The Holy Spirit knows the answers. The Holy Spirit knows the answers because he's Lord. He knows what to tell you. He knows how to guide you. He knows how to shape you. He knows how to inform you. We need to go to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, how do you want to help me lead today? How do you want to help me go today? How can I move? How can I operate? Because he is Lord. He is our strengthener. And I love this. He is our standby. I mean, he's just that person that's going to stand by us no matter what. I mean, there comes times in our lives where it feels like everybody just falls away. It feels like there's people that have been in our lives for a long time, and we thought we'll be friends forever. We thought we'll just walk forever, and we'll always go through it, and we'll be just together all of the time. And then something happens, and maybe something changes, and then that there's a falling away, and then that person's not there for us, or we're not there for them. Maybe she's on the other foot. Maybe we let them down. Maybe we slipped away. But the Holy Spirit, I want to give you confidence this morning. He is our standby. He will always stand with us. He always has our back. He's always with us. He's always there with us. He confirms the verse that says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Because how could that be that Jesus would give that verse and then he would say, it's to your advantage that I would go? Because he knows that the Holy Spirit comes and he's just like him. And so he never left us. He could never leave us nor forsake us because the Lord cannot lie. He cannot fail us. He cannot leave us once we accept him into our hearts. He cannot give up on us. And the final part of that verse says this, he will teach you all things. Anybody needing extra wisdom today? Anybody needing extra guidance today? Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Holy Spirit will teach you. He will help you. I mean, there's times when we're reading our Bibles. I'll be honest. Before I was fully aware of the Holy Spirit, I was trying to read my Bible. I was trying to read it in my strength. It just wasn't making any sense. And now when I read the Bible through the Holy Spirit and through the eyes of him and just praying and allowing him to work through me, I'm just seeing verses that I've seen 20, 30, 40 times before, and suddenly I'm seeing new meanings in them. And I don't think I'm becoming heretical. I just feel that the Holy Spirit's revealing more to me because there's just deeper, deeper meanings in every single verse. I mean, think of the stories that we share over and over again. I mean, the prodigal son, it feels like there's no end to that story. It feels like somebody's always able to get something more out of it because his word is so rich and the Holy Spirit wrote it. The Holy Spirit wrote it. Think about that this morning. It was inspired. Who was the inspiration? Who was helping the guys write? The Holy Spirit. I mean, who was the one that brought Jesus off the cross? It was the Holy Spirit. I mean, who convicts us of our sins? It's the Holy Spirit. He is essential and he is incredible. And so when we're in need of some teaching, in need of some guidance, in need of some help, we need the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we'll try to do it in our own strength, and we're just like, oh, this Bible stuff is just way too hard. I'm just going to give up on it. This praying stuff, Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit even helps us to pray. He even helps us to pray. He knows how to pray in times when we don't know how to pray because he knows what to say to the Father. He knows how to communicate to the Father. And so this morning, we need him in our lives. He teaches us all things. He helps you remember everything that I have told you. That is incredible. See, when Jesus came, he taught his disciples many different things. And of course, they wrote a lot of them down in the scripture, and we read them today. But the Holy Spirit helps us to remember the word. He helps us not only to bring the word alive, but he helps us to remember it. He helps us to remember in those seasons when we go through and we're like, oh, I just need to give a word of encouragement to that person. And he reveals a word to us. We're like, wow, that's it. Or maybe, I remember in Listendale, our old church, one of the guys, he would always remember hymns. The Holy Spirit would always just bring hymns to him. He would like going through these days and he would come up and he goes, oh, just remember this old hymn and it's going to encourage you, it's going to bless you. See, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal things. He wants to remind you of things. He wants to bring back into your memory the things that maybe you have forgotten so that you can be a blessing. The Holy Spirit's always working for us. He's always helping us. He's that called helper who's always coming around us to help us to be all that God has called us to be. And so this morning, does anybody need him in their lives? Does anybody say, wow, I feel like I've got him in a small measure, but I feel like there's more? The Bible teaches us very clearly. The book of Acts is all over it. And for the sake of time, I don't have time to read the verses, but trust me, if we want to know them, I'll gladly email them to you. But time after time, the disciples would go and they'd say, hey, yeah, have you received the Holy Spirit yet? And they were like, yeah, we got saved. And they're like, no, but have you received the Holy Spirit in his fullness? There's a fullness in the Holy Spirit that you can get where suddenly everything just becomes different, where he wants to come and fill you day after day after day, and he just reveals more and more and more. They're like, no, I don't think we'll have. And then they would pray, and suddenly the Holy Spirit would just flow through their lives. The Holy Spirit would come in power, and they would know him. It says in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit descended, and he came like tongues of fire in people's head. And they were radically set on fire. It says that Jesus, before he left, he says, do not depart from this place, because the promised one's going to come. So do not leave till you get him, because he's essential that you get him for Christian life. I think one of the saddest things that we've seen, maybe through just bad teaching or bad experiences or bad whatever, but we see so many Christians trying to live their Christian life without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the reality and the knowledge of the person of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, we're just living powerless. We're living empty. We're just going through the motions. And we know that we're saved and we know that we've got this ticket for heaven, but it doesn't feel like we're having any impact. It doesn't feel like we're making any difference. And every time we try, I think ultimately if we were really honest with ourselves, we're trying in our own strengths, and we don't know what to do differently. And the Holy Spirit wants to whisper to our hearts this morning. He wants to say this: I want to overflow your life so I can work with you, that I can transform you, that I can flood your heart, that I can flood your mind, that I can walk with you each and every day, and it will be just like you've got Jesus with you. That's the goal of the Holy Spirit. That's the heart of the Holy Spirit, that it will be like you've just got Jesus with you, that you were like one of those 12 disciples back all those years ago, transforming, turning up the world, turning the world upside down because you've got Jesus with you. And this morning, today, we have the opportunity to invite the Holy Spirit fully into our lives, and he wants to radically transform us from the inside out, day after day after day. And again, I can't tell you everything today, and so we're going to spend some time over these next few weeks, but I'm just trying to whet your appetite. I'm trying to get us encouraged. I'm trying to remind us, if you've forgotten about him or if you never knew about him, that you cannot forget about him any longer. He is incredible. He helps us day after day. Here's what Galatians 5:1 says. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. The ultimate goal of Jesus is freedom. The ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit is to keep us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. We were bought for freedom. We were set apart for freedom. It says this in verse 16. It says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. See, another purpose of the Holy Spirit is that as we would walk with him, as we would walk with him every day, those things that used to trip us up, those sins that used to always ensnare us, those sins even as Christians that we used to fall into, if we would walk fully in the Holy Spirit and ask him to help, day after day after day, we would walk free. Day after day, that's the word says. Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All those things that you want to do, all those things that you know are no good for you, all those things that will distract you and pull you down, the Holy Spirit says, if you walk with me, I will encourage you. I will keep you away. I will strengthen you. I will inspire you. If we walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And why do we need this? Verse 17 and 18 make it really clear. I'm going to read it. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. You see, our natural selves want everything that's wrong. We all want all the bad stuff because it's good. And the Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you something even better. It says, that's contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. I mean, I'm getting confused. But if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. I mean, what it's saying is that if we're not walking by the Spirit, we do the things that we don't really want to do. We do the things that we used to do, but we don't really want to do them, but we tend to just go back to them, and we continuously do them over and over again. But when we walk in the Spirit, then we put off those things. We walk in the Spirit, then we've got the strength. We've got this awareness. Because remember, the Holy Spirit, he makes us more aware. The Holy Spirit reminds us of all things. The Holy Spirit continuously teaches us all things. We're just more aware. We're more self-aware. We're more aware of our environment. We're more switched on. We're like, no, I don't need that. I'm walking by the Spirit. And then we're going to read verse 19. Says we're free from, and we got to stay free from, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft. The list is incredible, but the Holy Spirit helps us to walk free from these things. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, the Bible makes it really, really clear this morning, because you got to know what you're not called to do, because you got to walk in a calling that God has set apart for you. It's a calling that will transform the world. It's a calling that will redefine the world rather than the world continuously redefine you. And that's the goal of everything out there. It wants to continuously bring you into being part of the crowd. Want to be part of everybody else. Want to be just like everybody else. And God says, no, don't deny yourself. You were made uniquely in my image, but you are unique. You're called to stand out. You're called to stand firm. You're called to be different. You're called to be a transformer. You're called to shape the world, transform the world, redefine the world, bring it back to that original state of freedom, because God has called you for freedom. And so this morning, we've got to realize that this is what God has called us from. And so instead of that, then we have the fruits of the Spirit. And it says this in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing, there is no law, because we're now under grace. These are the fruits of the Spirit, and this is how the Lord wants us to live. Now, these fruits cannot be grown on our own. They have to be grown through the power of the Holy Spirit. We've tried to love. Anybody ever tried to love somebody who's not easy to love? Too difficult. You give up. What Nikki was talking about earlier, some of those guys are really hard to love. And so through the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to go, okay, Holy Spirit, how can you help me in this? How can you help me to love? How can you help me to bring transformation even when it's difficult? Joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all of those things can only be truly activated through walking in the Spirit, through living in the Spirit, through allowing the Holy Spirit to work completely through our lives. The Holy Spirit is incredible, and He wants to change us. Everything has changed. Verse 24 and 5, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I think that last verse is so key. It's talking to Christians, but it's saying this, there's a difference. It says there are some that live by the Spirit, and then there's others that keep step with the Spirit. And this morning, God wants to reveal to us really boldly and really clearly that there are those of us this morning who love Jesus. That is incredible. We're going to get to heaven. We're going to live a long life in heaven forever. But then God's saying, but there's a step further to keep in step with the Spirit, where we can walk in the Spirit, where the Spirit can be fully activated, fully alive in our hearts, fully alive in our walks, fully alive in our lives to transform us day after day. And if we do that, we'll produce much fruit. We'll make a difference in this world. We'll transform rather than be transformed by everything else. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And my heart this morning is this, is that we would come to a place where we realize, I want to keep in step with the Spirit. God's biggest desire now is that we live by the Spirit and also walk by the Spirit. And He is here this morning, and He invites us to say yes to Him in the same way as we said yes to Jesus. He invites us this morning to come to Him boldly and say, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need to surrender my life afresh to you over and over and over again. Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit, being baptized in the Spirit. It simply means this, that the Holy Spirit would come and have free reign, that we would give Him full permission, full access in our lives, that we would say, absolutely, I am dead to sin, I'm dead to flesh, I'm dead to the old life. And so, Holy Spirit, I want you to come and just overflow my life so I can live in a completely different way. The Holy Spirit is absolutely incredible. He's absolutely essential, and He's absolutely amazing. There is nobody like Him. Could we stand this morning and pray together?